Harper Audio presents Money 911, Taxes, by Gene Chatsky with Arielle McGowan, read by Gene Chatsky. Copyright 2010 by Samuel Bennett, Inc. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Taxes. Question 118. Can I deduct my home office as a business expense? I'm worried about the IRS. If you have a place in your home used to conduct business that you don't do anywhere else, you should be taking a home office deduction. Not doing so is leaving free money on the table. But you're right to be cautious. In years past, the home office deduction has been an audit flag for the IRS. You have to play by the rules. That means that if your home is your primary place for conducting this business, it doesn't have to be your primary occupation, it can be a sideline. You'll want to designate an area of it specifically for work. If you have three bedrooms and one can be turned into an office, you're in luck. But if you have a corner of your bedroom that can be cleaned out and designated as an office space, that can work as well. The idea is to establish a space in your home used only for business. Your kids can't use the desk to do their homework. You can't keep personal files on the computer. And don't write off the entire room. Just write off part of it if it includes a pull-out sofa and turns into a guest room when you have visitors. Here are the criteria for claiming the home office deduction. Ask yourself these questions before you write off your home office. 1. Do you use this office regularly? That doesn't necessarily mean daily, but you should be using it on an ongoing basis for business or work. If the IRS asks, you should have records.